Coming up, it's Lightning Fill in the Blank, but first it's time for Carl to recreate some more voices from the week's news. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Or send an email to waitwait@npr.org. You can also go to our website at waitwait.npr.org, where you can join our discussion board and find out about attending our weekly live shows right here at the Chase Auditorium in Chicago. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hello, Peter.
Hi, who's this?
This is David Fine in Camp Hill, Pennsylvania.
Now, where is that exactly?
Camp Hill is right across the Susquehanna River from Harrisburg.
Oh, wow. Mm. So you're protected in case the people in Harrisburg get feisty and decide to invade.
We can always drop the bridges into the river. That's right.
That's so important, I think. Well, welcome to our show, David. You're going to play Who's Carl This Time. Carl Castle right here is going to read three more quotes from the week's news. If you correctly identify or explain two of them, Carl will record the greeting on your home answering machine. Ready to go?
I am.
Here is your first quote.
Hoop de damn do.
That, from a much talked about book this week, is what a man said when his wife told him that he had finally been confirmed to the highest court in the land. Who was it?
Justice Clarence Thomas.
You're right. Clarence Thomas. In his new memoir, My Grandfather's Son, Clarence Thomas makes it clear that he is not one to hold a grudge. He embraces his grudge. He caresses it. He whispers bitter nothings into its ear. About Anita Hill, for example, that's the woman whose accusations of sexual harassment made his 1991 confirmation hearings so fun. Thomas not only says she was, quote, his most traitorous adversary, but also, and I'm not making this up, he accused her of having bad breath, and thus it was laughable to think he would want to date her. Apart from the unresolved anger issues in the book, we also learned that Thomas likes to unwind with his wife by driving across the country in their RV, spending their nights in Walmart parking lots. So the next time you're out there on the Great America Highway and you see an RV, you know, the one with the custom mud flaps with Calvin doing his business on the Fourth and Eighth Amendments, be sure to wave.
Here's my question. If it gets to be number one, is he going to go whoop-de-dam-do?
Yeah, it's all spoiled for me.
Yeah. I want the audiobook because I want to hear him say whoop-de-dam-do.
All right, here we go.
Whoop-de-dam-do.
Here's your next quote.
I'm here. I'm not queer. Get used to it.
That was David Kurtz, TalkingPointsMemo.com. He was summing up the feelings of a certain senator who's vowed to serve out his term despite a legal setback Thursday. Who?
Larry Craig.
Of course. All right. Last we heard from Senator Craig, he said no, he wasn't going to resign like he said he would. He would try to withdraw his guilty plea for his infamous bathroom incident. And he said that if he could do that, then he would stay in the Senate. Well, this week, the judge in the case said, in layman's terms, no take-backs, pal. Threw him out of court. And what did the senator do? Announced he's staying anyway. Why? The only reason we can think of is that he loves this show and he wants us to flourish. And we're grateful. For example, he gives us material. This week, thepolitico.com uncovered a recipe that Craig submitted about 10 years ago to a website called virtualcities.com. They asked for politicians' favorite recipes. It's called a super tuber.
Oh, come on.
It is.
Wow.
It's a real Idaho recipe, apparently. It involves putting a hole in a potato and shoving a hot dog into it.
It does not.
It does. You then bake it. You add cheese or whatever garnish you might like. It's reportedly delicious. The senator recommends, part of his recipe, that prior to combining all the ingredients, the hot dog should tap its shoe to see if the potato is interested. All right, very good. Here is your last quote.
Yes.
That sounded like Sputnik also.
Yeah.
That was Carl's version of what has been called the cackle of a particular woman. And oddly enough, that laugh became news this past week. Whose laugh was it?
Senator Hillary Clinton.
You're exactly right. First, it was the hairstyle, then it was the cleavage, and now it's the cackle. There it is.
She needs a new laugh.
Now, the laugh issue was, this is weird, it worked the other way than it usually does, in that the laugh issue was first raised by The Daily Show, of all people, And even they were probably surprised to see that it then became a serious issue among some pundits. Is her cackle real and human, or was it installed by the International Comintern to give their robot a more human face? You know, they're debating it. Now, some have pointed out that by paying so much attention to Senator Clinton's laugh, it's just sexist. Nobody mentions that when John Edwards, for example, when he laughs, dogs come from miles around. Or that Rudy Giuliani likes to chuckle like Montgomery Burns, like while rubbing his hands demonically. All right, that may be fair. But on the other hand...
It's intimidating. She could, if she laughed like that at Kim Jong-il, no problems.
Really? You think so?
Yeah.
So you don't see it as like a joyful, happy sound. You sound it as sort
of... It's at the end of it. There's something that happens.
Wait. Are we being sexist here if a guy...
No, we're being laughist.
No, if we're being laughist. If a guy was doing a big belly laugh, would we suggest that that was insincere?
I mean, I don't know. Maybe we wouldn't take her seriously if she had a giggle. Was like Betty Rubble.
That's right. She can't giggle.
Carl, how did David do in our quiz?
David Fine lived up to his name, Peter. He did fine. 3 correct answers, so David, you win our prize.
Oh, thank
well
you very
done.
Much.
David, thank you so much for playing, and good luck to you.
Well, thanks so much, Peter.
Bye-bye.
Make them laugh, make them laugh. Don't you know everyone wants to laugh? My dad said be an actor, my son. But be a comical one. They'll be standing in lines for the...